recall that last week, his friend, Nikola Tesla's friend, Baron, introduced Nikola Tesla by paraphrasing Pope's lines on Newton, "Nature and nature's laws lay hid in night. God said, let Tesla be, and all was light." The guest of honor found himself warming to the assemblage. He was, after all, human, and it was right and proper that these words should be spoken. He was pleased when W.W. Rice Jr., president of the AIEE, reminded the audience of the scientific progress that had flowed from Tesla's research in oscillating currents. Quote from W.W. Rice Jr. From Nikola Tesla's work followed the great work of Rentgen, who discovered the Rentgen rays, said Rice, and all that work which has been carried on throughout the world in following years by J.J. Thomson and others, which has really led to the conception of modern physics. His work antedated that of Marconi and formed the basis of wireless telegraphy. And so on, throughout all branches of science and engineering, we find important evidence of what Tesla has contributed. And recall also those important words that his friend Baron said, that were it not for the results of Mr. Tesla's work, the wheels of industry would cease to turn. Those are powerful words. Juxtapose those words with a complete silence in the subsequent decades since his death, let alone the decades since this presentation in 1917. And I think we cannot help but see that this is intentional suppression, that a man this great, this important, was completely wiped from our history books, the history that is taught children of who to honor, of who we owe. And when we give it the least bit of thought of all and hear what Nikola said he'd contributed, the full extent of his contribution, including a weapon that could take down planes, his efforts to stop World War I and II, we have to understand the reason behind that suppression was that the state globally, the folks, the state, the global statesmen working together globally lusted for this weapon. And that there's no better word for it. They wanted it. They wanted it in secret. They wanted to have power infinite. There's absolutely no doubt about this, the time we're spending with Margaret and her careful documentation of his words and the events surrounding his life make it very obvious that that's what happened. To our guest of honor, the guest of honor at last rose with applause in his ears and found within him the power to speak graciously of Thomas Edison. He recalled his first meeting with, quote, this wonderful man who had had no theoretical training at all, no advantages, who did all himself, getting great results by virtue of his industry and application, unquote. Moving on, he spoke rather longer than the engineers had expected, describing his childhood and later life, telling humorous anecdotes, and revealingly explaining, quote, why I have preferred my work to the attainment of worldly rewards, unquote. Tesla said that he was deeply religious, although not in the orthodox meaning of the word, and gave himself, quote, to the constant enjoyment of believing that the greatest mysteries of our being are still to be fathomed, and that all the evidence of the senses and the teachings of exact and dry sciences, to the contrary, notwithstanding, death itself may not be the termination of the wonderful metamorphoses we witness. And I comment here, and then came Prince to prove it. And just as I sometimes say to folk, quoting Prince in Colonized Mind, that this is a veiled form of fascism. How did he know? He knew because Nicola's weapon was used on him clandestinely. When that happens, you know this is fascism. Well, a similar question came to mind in thinking about Nikola Tesla. How did he know that death is not the termination? We're told it is. I believe that wasn't simply speculation, but that he knew, just as Prince knew. And that's the important information we're taking in, a key part of the new information of this moment we are in. Here we go.
Summer night, he's looking for an angel to hold him to.